This is Senator Al Simpson. With the triumphant parades over and Desert Storm fading into memory, will we forget the lessons we learned from the Gulf War? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, old pal Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney, continues to chop fat and waste from the Pentagon. In April, he said he would cut 94,000 jobs at a savings of $70 billion over 6 years. Military spending decisions must be based on real needs and experience, including the lessons learned during Desert Storm. Ted, that includes the crucial building of defenses against incoming missiles, whether Scuds or long-range ballistic stuff. But what have you Democrats done to help attain a missile defense? Nothing. Zip. You've cut the SDI budget for the seventh straight year. Again, the dovish House Democrats have failed to act on what all Americans now see as a frightening threat. Help us. Get your brain off the launch pad there, pal.
Al, you've got it backwards. The only way to stop the Saddam Husseins and Scud missiles of the future is to invest now in ground-based anti-missile systems like the Patriot. But that's got nothing to do with exotic space-based weapons like Star Wars and SDI. Those gold-plated systems ought to be cut back, and that's just what Congress is doing. It's the only practical way to pay for our real military priorities and obtain the defenses we need to meet the most likely threats in the years ahead. Stop fighting the Cold War, Al. The Russians aren't coming anymore. We don't need Star Wars, MX missiles, B-2 bombers. Let's put less resources into those Cold War dinosaurs and more funds into ground-based missiles, airlift, sea lift, and other essential defense capabilities. It's hard to teach an old Cold Warrior new tricks, Al, but this is one you really need to learn. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.